Penguin Random House Audio presents UOU. Ignite your power, your purpose, and your why. Written and read by Eric Thomas, PhD. With a foreword from Chris Paul, read by Carrie Height.
I want to dedicate this book to my wife Dee Dee and all the people like Dee Dee who got hit hard by life, but who, instead of giving up, decided to face it head on and overcome the obstacle. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Forward. The first time I heard E.T.'s voice, I became an instant fan. There was something about it. The passion, the drive, the dog. Every time it gets me. For years, E has been sending me messages before games or when he knows I'm going through something. And when his voice comes on, it always has an impact. E's work is timeless. You can go on YouTube and watch one of his speeches, and the only way you can tell when it's from is by looking at the timestamp. When he talks, it's like a sermon. If you've ever been to church and you hear the pastor speaking, and you think, man, he must be talking to me. That's how it is to hear E.T. speak. It always feels like he's talking directly to you. E's work and legacy make me think of my grandfather, who opened the first black-owned service station in North Carolina. It makes me think of my father, who coached me and my brother through sports and through life. It makes me think of my own kids, who I want to be proud of me and have the experience of success I've had in life. E talks about having a why. For me, my why used to be that I hated losing more than I liked winning. Over the years, it's changed. When I first came into the NBA, I felt like I had to prove myself to the league, to my family, to everyone I grew up with. Now I get a chance to show my kids what hard work looks like. I get to show them what preparation looks like. I get to show them what commitment looks like. I think E does that for all of us. Shows us what hard work and commitment look like. In my own career, I'm drawn to people like me. I'm in my 17th season, and I still feel the way I felt in the beginning. You will not outwork me. I'm drawn to people with the same work ethic. Sometimes you can just look in a person's eyes and tell they're a dog. People like that can be on my team any day. You can look at E.T. and see his grind. You can see his passion and his commitment. He's flown across the country to come see me play. He's come to speak at my youth leadership camps all over the United States. He shows up 100% every time without asking for anything in return. And it's not just for me. It's for everybody. I've seen him give his phone number out to kids because he could tell they needed someone to talk to. He does it because it's his calling. It's his calling to coach us in whatever way we need it. It's his calling to be on our team. We have this in common. E is on your team, too. Chris Paul, NBA All-Star, philanthropist, and entrepreneur.
Introduction. You are the only one who can change your life. If you're listening to this book right now, this book is for you. I wrote it for you. Now, you might think that sounds crazy, that thousands of other people are listening to this same book right now, hearing this very same line, but it's true. I'm speaking directly to you. UOU is a manual to help you understand your power and your purpose. It's a guide, illustrated with many of my own struggles and triumphs, to lead you toward your why and bring you closer to fulfilling your potential. This book is for you, wherever you are on your journey towards greatness. It's a book with an urgent message to stop waiting for the stars to align, to stop waiting for inspiration to strike, to wake up, to take hold of your own life. Today, you owe it to yourself to become fully, authentically you, to live your life in the way that only you can live it. I wish that I'd had this kind of blueprint to put me on a path toward greatness. I spent so many years lost. I spent so much time without intention. I spent much too long not pursuing my purpose. Maybe if I had had this book, I would have seen my gifts and my power for what they were much earlier in my life. Maybe if I had this book, I wouldn't have spent so many years feeling like a victim, feeling alone, consumed with what other people thought about me. Through much stumbling and many missteps, I finally found my path toward purpose. And today, I am blessed to speak to an audience that is as large as it is diverse. I am now an internationally known speaker and motivational coach. I am fortunate to work with rich people, poor people, black people, white people, middle-aged people, octogenarians even. I speak to famous people and people who stop me on the streets because they know my name. But the first people to start following me were kids. This is because, way back in the day, I started working with kids first. In college, I spoke to my peers at Oakwood in Huntsville, Alabama. And then I started helping high school dropouts get their GEDs, just as someone helped me years before. I worked in elementary schools and middle schools. I visited juvenile detention centers and foster homes. I taught English and drama and speech in Huntsville, Alabama. And I tutored kids who struggled in school, just as I did. Through all this work, I became known as E.T., the hip-hop preacher. When YouTube started, kids were the first ones to pick up on my videos. And eventually, some of those kids got successful. They became college athletes or professional athletes. They became entrepreneurs and educators. They became comedians and actors and musicians. Those kids grew up and they took me with them. Kids are the ones I owe this book to, especially kids who grew up without fathers. Kids who struggled with learning disabilities or trauma. Kids who were troublemakers like me. When I go to schools, when I go to prisons, when I go to the NBA locker rooms and the NFL training camps, when I go to Australia or LA or Detroit or London or Alabama or France, the reaction is the same. They all hear me and they all know I'm speaking to them. Telling them that this is the moment. This is life or death. This is the time you get up and change your life. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about the degree or the touchdown or the check at the end of the grind. It's about getting up every day, understanding your power, walking in your purpose, knowing what you want, and spending every minute of the rest of your life going after it. This book is informed by so many books I've read before it. Dennis Kimbrough, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Dr. Naeem Akbar's Vision for Black Men. M. Scott Peck's The Road Less Traveled. And my own experiences self-publishing books like The Secret to Success. But I hope that my book is unique in its delivery. So much of the work I've read before is difficult, academic, and complex. My message is deep, but it's also simple. I want you to be able to listen to this book and understand its message. If you are 12 years old or 40 years old, I want you to be able to listen to this book no matter where you're from or how far you've gone in school. I want my message to be clear to everyone. My message is that you are the only one who can change your life. You're the only person who determines your value. You are the only person who can truly choose your purpose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?